a jingle there?
I want to, yeah. It's hard. It's hard. I think that's NBC News or whatever that is. But all right, sports. Ron Meyer, former head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, has died at the age of 76. He led the Colts from 1986 to 1981. Last night in college basketball, Butler beat Utah. Go back there, 81 to 69. I was going to say a joke, but I caught myself not saying it.
Wait, did you say, hold on, go back to that guy that died? You went back like 5 years. When did he die?
No, he coached from 86 to 91.
Oh, you said 81. I was like, he went back in time. He coached for the 5 years before, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. Let's see here. Tonight, the Pacers take on the Bulls at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Russia. Mother Russia is banned from the 18 Winter Olympics, which may not be a bad idea. I hate to predict this, but it's going on in South Korea. I feel like it's going to, like, that's when the war is going to start, don't you?
We need Russia on our side. They have one of the best armies.
Oh, you think?
Yes.
I didn't know you were so military, like official and stuff. Tell me about Russia's army.
I'm just saying, like, didn't they blow everybody up in the Cold War and, like, won by a landslide or something? I don't remember what it was. I've just heard rumors.
I mean, yeah, they were really solid with the USSR.
It's been a long time since I've had world history in high school.
That was really good.
It was something. I'm probably way off. But they did win some kind of war by a crazy lead.
Yeah.
Like a score or what?
Yeah.
Like, let's update your score in the Cold War over here. We've got this person and that person.
They also have super beautiful hats.
Yes, and they've got that really cool looking area that you saw in the old game, the video game of Tetris. Isn't that Russia in the background right there? That's Moscow?
That is Russia. There you go.
Okay, there's our political talk for the hour. But yeah, they're banned from the 18 Winter Olympics after the country was caught running a major doping scheme. According to the Olympic Committee, Russian athletes across every sport won't be allowed to compete, and the Russian flag won't be flown. Dang, the committee did say that Russian athletes who can prove they're not doping can compete under a neutral flag.
Interesting.
A country neutral flag. There you go. You guys see these brush fires happening in Southern California? Just absolutely crazy and devastating.
Yeah, some of my friends, their like high schools burned down and stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It started out with 50 acres that were on fire. It's over 55,000 now. And they're saying the winds are a big factor. They had like 20 to 30 mile per hour winds. But they're expecting, according to the National Weather Service, like 50 to 70 mile per hour winds going on through tomorrow. So it's already destroyed over 27,000 homes in the city. And help me out here, producer MYK, you might, if I mess it up. Santa Paula and Ventura. So sad news out there. We're definitely thinking about everybody affected by that. You guys like cheesecake?
Yes.
Yes,
we got to do this today. I've never tried it. Cheesecake Factory is giving away 10,000 cheesecake slices today on what it's calling the Day of 10,000 Slices. The free slices of cheesecake are only included with Cheesecake Factory orders via the delivery service DoorDash.
And oh my gosh, I use that like every night.
Is that just where they kind of just drop it off at your place then?
Yeah.
Okay. So, to get the free cheesecake, customers need to use the promo code 10,000 slices, like the number 10,000, 10,000 slices, when you order through DoorDash. Can we do that right now? What time does Cheesecake Factory open?
I don't know, but I do. But are you saying you can only get the free cheesecake, or you have to order like a meal and then the cheesecake is free?
It says right here. I'm just telling you what I've got, my press release. The free slices of cheesecake are only being included with Cheesecake Factory orders via delivery service DoorDash. It does not say in there if you have to get something else. It just says to get the free cheesecake, you need to use the promo code 10,000 slices.
So wait, you've never been to the Cheesecake Factory or you've never had their cheesecake?
No, I've never done DoorDash before. I've been to the Cheesecake Factory before.
I love. So my two favorite restaurant chains of all time, Chick-fil-A and Cheesecake Factory. I love the Cheesecake Factory.
What if they came together and we're one super company business?
Listen, the Cheesecake Factory doesn't need anything else added to their menu. They've got like the biggest menu of all
time. No, but
I'm saying,
what if they combined and all those options were available in one place, but they weren't open on Sunday?
No. The Cheesecake Factory is a good Sunday lunch spot.
It has to be open on Sunday. All right, cool. Check that out. Code 10,000 slices. McDonald's, they're rolling out a new dollar menu next month. It's going to have three different menus, stuff for $1,
chicken
$2,
nuggets.
And $3. I don't know if nuggets are on there. They should be. I bet they are. Nuggets are cheap. You can get like four of them or so. I'm really actually craving nuggets, too. Do you want to get some after the show?
Yeah.
Like a 20-piece?
I always want them.
Mm. Pizza Hut's now delivering beer and soon wine at some locations in Arizona. Pizza Hut is planning to begin wine service and delivery in January and considering both single-serving and full-bottle options.
I just want to point this out. Joe's always ripping on me for putting Taylor Swift in the garbage. Every time Joe's Need to Know News, it's got sports and food in it.
Well, first of all, you don't realize it, but Indiana and Indianapolis, people care about sports. We're not
people
going
care
in
about
depth.
Sports everywhere.
That's my point. So why would I not include that in Joe's Need to Know News?
Why would I not include Taylor Swift? She just released a new album in the garbage.
You put in Taylor stuff that doesn't even matter. You're like, Taylor recently was photographed farting. Guess what?
Taylor Swift doesn't fart.
I bet you Taylor has clogged a toilet or two in her day and blamed it on like some other person.
Oh.
Okay, let's see here. This is gross, and I thought of Alex when I found it. Parents are now sewing their kids' teeth into their teddy bears. They're called tooth monster dolls. Have you seen this?
Disturbing.
Google right now.
I looked it up. It is so freaking scary.
Can we tweet this out? Just a picture. It's the tooth monster dolls. Live the Web Girl. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. And just let us know if you would want to do something like this for your kids. But what you do is you take your little one's baby teeth and then sew them or glue them into the doll's mouth.
No, that is horrifying.
Now your children, they say, can cuddle with a plush toy made from his or her own discarded teeth.
No. Let's not and say we did. That is a horrible idea.
So you have that tooth.
You
with
have
like
your
some
tooth,
blood
yeah.
on it.
Yeah,
right?
I don't put it so into a stuffed animal. That is right there the making of a serial killer.
What is the difference between you hoarding onto a piece of your body and then
you're
putting
sewing it into the mouth of a stuffed animal? That's like another level weird.
So you're admitting what you do is weird.
No, what I do is not weird. Everybody keeps their teeth.
No, they don't.
You can keep your kid's baby teeth, but don't sew it into something else.
Hold on, let me turn your damn mic on. Go ahead.
I just looked up a picture of it, and it is the most terrifying thing ever. I'm about to tweet it out at the Joe and Alex Show.
It's really messed up. I don't know what this could be. I'm going to randomly pick up the phone. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Am I on?
Yeah, dude, what's up?
Oh, hi. Nice to meet y'all. What's going on?
You tell me, man. You called into the Joe and Alex Show during Joe's Need to Know News.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to teach Alex a history lesson about the Cold War. Okay?
Ooh, I like it. Break it down.
Was I right or wrong?
You were completely wrong. In so many ways.
I don't know my wars.
Okay, so basically the Cold War is just that. It was a Cold War. It was basically like the United States and Soviet Russia. They fought. They didn't directly fight each other, but they, like, used other people to fight against each other. So, like, for example, in the Vietnam War, the United States supported supported South Vietnam, while the Soviet Union supported North Vietnam.
Okay, and I'm so, already bored.
Yeah, Alex fell asleep.
Oh, yeah, of course he does.
That's why I didn't know it in the first place, because I slept through all of my history classes in high school.
What did you say, Joe? They can't participate in this Cold War, right? The Winter Olympics?
Yeah.
That Cold War they can't play.
They cannot be in the Winter Olympics here coming up in South Korea. Hey, man, I appreciate your information right there, but you bored Alex about 2 seconds into it. Thank you, though. Thanks for being part of Joe's Need to Know News with now more sports and whatever in every single...
More wars per hour.
Yeah.